Most people are aware of the meanings of the various OU symbol designations. For example, most are aware that OUD means that a product is kosher and contains dairy ingredients and should not be eaten together with meat. Most are aware that OU meat means that a product is kosher and contains meat ingredients and should not be eaten together with dairy. Most are aware that OU fish means that a product is kosher and contains fish ingredients and should not be eaten together with meat. And that OUP means that a product is certified kosher for Passover. This year, the OU has launched a new kosher designation, OU Kitniot, with the accompanying explanation, acceptable for those who consume kitniot on Passover. What exactly are kitniot? What is the issue of eating it on Pesach? Why might it be acceptable for some people and not acceptable for others? And why the need for this new kashrus category? First of all, what is kitnios? Kitnios refers to various grains, beans, and seeds, which have been widely accepted by Ashkenazic Jews to refrain from them on Pesach. Some attribute the basis of this minig, custom, to a Gemara, which relates that certain grains were forbidden to be eaten in a particular village where the residents were known to be unlearned, so that they would not come to confuse them with the five grains, wheat, barley, oats, belt, and rye. Only the five grains can become chametz. Any other grain, no matter how it is prepared, and even if it is formed into a bread-like shape, is not considered chametz. Chametz can only be made from the five grains from which matzah can be made. And any other grain besides wheat, barley, oats, belt, and rye can never become chametz. But because other grains can look similar to the five grains, the Gemara says that they forbade this village to eat these other grains on Pesach for fear that this would lead to confusion. Although it seems that the Gemara had singled out a particular village for this stringency, nevertheless, the minig of Ashkenazic Jewry is to apply this rule to all of our communities as well, fearful that perhaps our Torah knowledge ranks us amongst the unlearned communities, we have accepted upon ourselves to refrain from those items that in some way remind us of the five grains. Therefore, if a bean, grain, or seed physically resembles any of the five grains, it is considered kitnios. Also, if it is turned into a dough and bread in a manner similar to the way we make bread from the five grains, it is also considered kitnios. Also, even if it does not look like the five grains, but it is harvested, piled, and threshed in a similar manner as the five grains, it is also to be considered kitnios. It is for this reason that mustard seeds, although one would not readily associate mustard with the five grains, are considered kitnios since they undergo a threshing process to remove an outer husk in a similar way as is performed on the five grains. Also, if a bean or seed is grown near the five grains and can possibly have some of the five grains mixed in, we may also consider this kitnios. Therefore, a long list has emerged of items which some communities refrain from because they consider them to be kitnios. Not every community has accepted every item, but kashrus agencies tend to be more inclusive in their lists so as to accommodate more Jews and their minhagim. If one has any questions about which minhagim they should be keeping, they should seek the guidance of their local rabbi. Therefore, the OU does not certify products that contain corn, rice, millet, buckwheat, beans, peas, peanuts, sesame seeds, poppy seeds, mustard, and the list goes on and on. It is for this reason that the main starch that is permitted on Pesach, aside from matzah meal, is potato starch. One particular grain, which has aroused much debate as to whether it should be classified as kitnios, is quinoa. Quinoa is a grain which originated in the Andes Mountains of Peru. It basically fits every definition of kitnios, except that it was unknown to European Jewry, as it only gained worldwide popularity in the 1970s. Therefore, some have argued that no minhag can possibly exist for this newfound grain, and it must therefore be acceptable. Others argue that a grain which fits every criteria for kitnios is automatically included in the Ashkenazic minhag, whether or not the originators knew of this particular grain. This matter is not resolved, and every consumer is encouraged to ask their rabbi as to whether quinoa or any other grain, bean, or seed is acceptable. The OU does not take a position on this matter, but in deference to those who wish to be stringent, the OU does not label this product kosher for Passover, as this would give the impression that it is acceptable for everyone. The custom of kitnios, was not accepted by Sephardic communities, and for Sephardim it is considered acceptable to eat rice, corn, bean seeds, and all other items that we consider kidneys, provided they know that it contains no chametz. Though some Sephardic communities have been hugim regarding certain items, for instance, some Sephardim will not eat rice because of the difficulty in painstakingly checking through the rice to make sure that it does not contain any foreign grains, because mistakes were known to happen. Also, babies that require eating kidneys may do so. For example, many baby formulas are made from soy. The OU publishes in their OU Pesach directory a list of which baby formulas are made from kidneys and do not pose a chametz concern. These formulas may be given to babies. Likewise, those who are ill and fit the definition of a chole she'ein bai sakana, one whose illness incapacitates them, though the illness is not life-threatening, if they require kidneys, they may also partake. And the same applies to the elderly that require for their diet to eat kidneys. Just as we are lenient to allow the elderly and infirm to eat egg matzah ashira, on Pesach, if they have a need, so too they may eat kidneys, since in many ways the laws of kidneys are even more lenient than the laws of matzah ashira. Therefore, those who may be lenient to eat egg matzah may certainly be lenient to eat kidneys if they have a need. So to recap, who must keep the minig of not eating kidneys, and who may eat kidneys? Those of Ashkenazic descent, or those who know that their family minig was to refrain from kidneys, may not eat kidneys on Pesach. This also includes such basic necessities such as high fructose corn syrup, and for this reason, kosher for Pesach soft drinks contain cane sugar. But those of Sephardic origin who do not have this minig may eat kidneys on Pesach. Additionally, small children, the elderly and infirm that require kidneys for their well-being may also eat kidneys, and it is for this reason that the OU has unveiled its newest kashrus designation, OU Kidneyot. Today, even such basic ingredients like plain rice may contain actual chametz. Since most rice is enriched, enrichment means that vitamins are added to the rice. These vitamins can come from chametz sources. So even the simplest items such as rice require a Passover certification. However, it can't be certified kosher for Passover since it is kidneys, and so the need for this new classification. Additionally, any processed food automatically requires Passover certification because of the possibility that it shared equipment with chametz. And any food heated in a chametz pot is automatically disqualified for Pesach. Another common concern is chametzdik enzymes. For example, high fructose corn syrup uses an enzyme called glucose isomerase enzyme, which could potentially have chametz concerns. So although in theory, Sephardim should be able to enjoy so many more choices of foods on Pesach, in truth, many find themselves eating potato starch cookies for lack of certified kidneys products. The purpose of this hashgacha is to make kidneys available to those who are permitted to eat kidneys. In Eretz Yisrael, there have existed hashgachas that service the ochle kidneys, those who eat kidneys communities, but in America, there has existed a need, and with this new symbol, the OU hopes to fill this need. Wishing everyone a Chag Kosher v'Sameach, thank you for listening to OU Kosher Radio.